Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Don Jones has already submitted comments online, attended public hearings, and talked directly to pipeline surveyors. But he still got up before 4 a.m. Wednesday to make the drive from his home in Southwest Virginia to Richmond.
Took off work. The boss wasn't too happy of it, but he let me go, fortunately, so at least I could voice an opinion, and hopefully it went to ears that will hear.
Jones was one of about 80 who spoke to members of Virginia's Water Control Board. He sees them as the last line of defense for his family property.
I'm Generation 7, and we settled there in the late 1700s because there's water. So water is very important. And we just take for granted that we turn the spigot on, we have clean water.
Jones is concerned the Mountain Valley Pipeline could change that. And he's not alone. The board has received more than 8,000 comments, most against the pipeline. Delegate-elect Chris Hurst spoke for his constituents in Southwest Virginia who couldn't make it to Richmond for the meeting. He asked the board to deny the water permit.
Overwhelmingly, the comments were in opposition to the certification. Don't let the volume, the sheer magnitude of the volume of comments not be taken into full account.
The board is expected to vote by the end of the day, Thursday. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.